help Lindy's watch the Obamacare debate carefully the past 5 years. The St. Petersburg Business Center's concerns are personal. Lindy and employees at his alternative medicine center can't afford health insurance. He's 50, and he wants a safety net.
And I think of myself as a very healthy person, and yet there's that nagging doubt. What is it that I don't know? What is it that I don't see? What happens if I'm driving carefully down the road and a drunk driver comes from out of the blue and can't do anything?
Lindy is among the estimated 20% of Floridians who don't have insurance. Starting October 1st, most will be eligible to shop on a healthcare marketplace, an online exchange. There, they'll be able to compare coverage and costs offered by up to 11 commercial health insurance companies. Subsidies will be available for some low and middle income people, and anyone with pre-existing conditions will be able to find plans that previously had been priced out of reach or denied to them. That includes Lindy. Chronic pre-existing conditions and a lack of insurance led him to Oriental medicine, his current vocation. He loves how acupuncture and herbal therapies heal him and others. But it's not comprehensive health insurance.
Health is a scary, scary enterprise. And so I'll sleep better, you know, when I know that there's a safety net, not just for me, but for the people I work with, because they are vital cogs in my business as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the changes.
Taylor Dame is less enthusiastic. The manager of a restaurant in Tampa's West Shore Mall is 23, healthy, and trying to build a nest egg with his wife of 5 months.
When I get sick, maybe like once a year, basically, I'll get a cold, but I'll rest it off and it'll be fine. Our question right now is trying to figure out, is it worth it to spend our savings money a monthly to have insurance or just pay the little fee at the end of the year?
Dame has worked his way up the ranks of the little Greek restaurant chain, and he knows the small franchise can't offer a health plan right now. But Dame is still responsible for getting insurance come January 1. He says he wants to buy coverage, but it may be easier on his wallet to pay the penalty. For Dame, that amounts to about $250, a fraction of what insurance may cost.
But if we have to spend our savings every month on health insurance, it doesn't feel like a benefit of having health insurance. It feels more like it's a burden on us to have to put us even further behind on our goal.
Little Greek falls into the new law's small business category. Companies with fewer than 50 full-time workers don't have to offer insurance. Larger businesses do, or they face fines starting in 2015. Angie Short also runs a small business in South Tampa. She's relieved not all the new rules apply to her staffing company. She's talked to other business owners who feel the same.
I think the frustration I hear in a lot of cases is they don't really understand still the impact. I have so many companies that I talk to that tell me, you know what, we're not doing anything yet. We're waiting to see what's going to happen.
Still, Short says she's going to offer health insurance to her 10 full-time employees. She says it'll help her stay competitive.
I'm not a politician. I don't make a lot of those decisions, but I know ultimately they're going to affect me somehow. So to me, it's better to be prepared and start planning now than to wait for it to impact me over time.
That choice could be an expensive proposition, but she says she's trying to think long-term. Reporting for WUSF 89.7 News, I'm Mary Shedden of the Tampa Tribune.